Okay. This is Sunday morning, 10/27/24. I'm going to say this because the Lord has brought it to my attention. I was trying to find the exact scripture. When you murmur, God hears it. You murmur against the leaders, God hears it. You think, you know, it's okay. But God defends his leaders. So we need to be careful about criticizing our leaders, spiritual and civil leaders. We can all heed that this morning. It's easy when you see people doing things you don't like or things that are evil to criticize them. But in the book of Numbers, in different places, it says the Lord heard them and he took it personal, and he... it didn't end well. So anyway, just let it be a warning. Take it however you want. All right, this is back to the pre-fall state. As I have been saying for a while now, it's back to Eden. Back to the time of the beginning when my kingdom was reigning. A time of going from darkness to light. The scenery is changing. What has been shrouded in darkness will take on a new view as my light comes in. You can look at things one way, but when brought into the light, the view changes. This is the way it will be, going from dark to light. It's not going to just be one day dark, one day light. It's a transition, going from dark to light. It will happen in the spirit first, and then what has happened in the spirit will be manifested in the natural world. As evil is eradicated, the kingdom will break through. It has always been here, but shrouded in darkness so that no one could see reality. Remember Cinderella? Yeah. They were telling you right then where we were. The kingdom was under darkness, under a curse for 100 years till the prince kissed the princess. Okay. All right. Everyone was in a deep sleep until the prince kissed the princess. This is a good analogy, dark to light. The spell of Satan and his illusion has been broken. It will be a trickle at first, like a break in the dam, but as the spiritual force behind it intensifies, it will burst forth. Nothing can stop what is coming. Just like those people in North Carolina, when they let that dam open and it hit them at 80 miles an hour, it just pulled them apart. Nothing can stop what is coming. It's not just a cliche. Once evil is gone, nothing can stop the kingdom from coming. It has been here all along. In other words, what God made was intact. It's just been covered with darkness, gross darkness to people. But only shrouded in darkness, and all children have had all access to it, even in the darkness that tried to conceal it. In other words, through Jesus, we've had access. Satan has lost his stronghold and has no power left to resist. There's not a man on the earth today that has not seen what is about, there's not a man on the earth today that has seen what is about to happen. My glory shall be seen throughout the earth, a world of peace, free from anything offensive, no sickness. Evil is offensive and it is being eradicated. I encourage you today to wipe away all your tears, and put aside your fears, because it is only good ahead for you. No longer defeat, but only victory. Things will no longer be hard, but easy. Easy will be natural moving forward. Supernatural makes the natural easy. This is my plan, and it always has been for man. Now is the time of my kingdom to come and my will to be done in your nation, in the nations of the world, and in your personal life also. Get ready for it. Cheer up. Jesus says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Too good to be true will become your reality. As this unfolds, you will see that my kingdom has always been here and intact for those that could see through the illusion and by faith obtain it. False evidence appearing real has dominated most of the world. Remember the spook house spider? There's been a big con by the master illusionist himself, the devil. When evil is eradicated from the earth, men will see clearly and can easily live to be a thousand or more in the earth like Adam, nothing to harm or hurt anymore. The seed war will be over. Long and healthy lives are natural when nothing is there to disrupt it. It took man a while to succumb to the darkness. I mean, Methuselah was the oldest man, 969 years, and evil was rampant on the earth. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures concerning this. Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. All right, now go to Matthew. This is 13. Jesus said here, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Let's see where I stopped there. Okay, just right there. All right. People don't see because of the gross darkness. Acts 28. Now this is after Paul shakes off the viper and suffers no harm. That tells you the kingdom of God has been at work in the earth the whole time. It's been suppressed. It's been covered over with darkness. Okay, 24. And some believe the things which were spoken, some believe not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. So this has been the problem. Blindness. I think Paul said blindness in part, you know, has come on Israel. Blindness. That they can't see the truth. Gross here in the Acts means thick. Thick. Think about it. It's like, to me, like thick, dense clouds. You can't get anything through it. Okay, go to Daniel. Chapter 10. We'll start with verse 1 there. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar, and the thing was true. But the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. In the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Sedekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. I just had a thought. The Lord showed me something. In the garden, before Satan showed up in the garden, God came down. into the garden and walked with this man. When Abel's gone, God will again do that. He will walk with his man. His body also was like beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel alone, saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. Sorry, my nose. Palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, O man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. When he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, I'm come for thy words. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God doesn't change. Nothing's changed. It's just the devil's mucked up the place. Aisle up on aisle 13, aisle 23. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I'm come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. So he said, from the moment you spoke, Daniel, the answer started. But the muck-muck stopped it. Muck-muck, you know, muck out the stalls. So you know what I'm talking about the caliber of what we're talking about, the muck. The stink, the stench of the devil. Okay. Daniel 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. What book? The book of life. It's the same book that was opened in Revelation right here, this book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn away to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, Daniel, shut up the book, words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. So this book that was sealed is now unsealed. We know it. We see it. We've been seeing it for the last 7-8 years, right in front of our faces. The exposure, the truth of what's really been going on for the first time in history. We know it. All right, Jeremiah 31. Nothing's changed. God has not changed. What he made is perfect, and it remains intact. And even because of Jesus, we can break through that. We can break through even the muck. Okay, Jeremiah 31:31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. There we all are. We're not two separate entities. We're one. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. In other words, no longer under the law. Which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I mean, if this doesn't qualify who we are as the body of Christ, the house of Israel. No Jew, no Greek, no slave, no free, no male or female? After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. How come? Evil's gone. It's natural. It's supernatural. Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I'll forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for light by day, and the ordinance of the moon, and of the stars for light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. There ain't nothing going to change. What he set in motion in Genesis will remain. I don't care what people say and their analogies. That's what's going to remain. And as long as it remains, so will the house of Israel. That's the church. New Testament version is the church, comprised of Jews and Gentiles. All right. Isaiah 2. It came to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not rise up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Now this mountain of the Lord is talked about in Daniel, and also in Revelation, but about this rock that's going to break in pieces that golden statue. That's Babylon. All the tyranny we've been under, Babylon. Isaiah 11. Starting with verse 1 there. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. He shall set up an ensign for the nations, ensign, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. This is Revelation chapter 7, when the angels go and seal the 12 tribes. Then I think it's 14 over there where it says he sees the Lord, they're standing with the 144,000 on Mount Zion. God's going to do it. He's going to do a quick work. Okay, Isaiah 14. starting with 12 there. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. See, this is their agenda. That's why they want to break that glass ceiling. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. The stars are in the firmament, right? I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. This is Revelation chapter 20. Bring it on. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake the kingdoms? They made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. All the kings of the nation, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. Thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trotteth under feet. See where I stopped here, okay. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise. I know they've said, if you've been known to have turned a blind eye when you saw child trafficking going on, even if it's a hotel clerk or whoever, you're going down with them. Every one of them. They know everybody that's done what they've done. Nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew with the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water. And I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. That I will break the Assyrian in my land. In other words, that's the Antichrist spirit, the Assyrian. And upon my mountains tread him underfoot, then shall his yoke depart from off them, his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Ain't nothing's going to stop what is coming. It's the Lord. My people have always had my ear, and I do hear, and I do answer. The darkness has prevented answers from coming. I'm not slack concerning my promises, and I always keep them. Many get angry at me and say, I never hear or answer, but it is not me. But the enemy of your soul that seeks to delay your answers, praying in the Spirit will help you to fortify yourself as you pray through to breakthrough.